Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Remembrance has always been an important theme in music. Composers have often been called on to provide music which marks the passing away of family members, colleagues, and public figures. The Harmonia Tradition series continues this week with an exploration of early memorials. Plus, Claire Guimond and Sonnery perform in a new recording of Mozart's flute quartets.
Thank you.
Music by Godfrey Finger. Excerpts from his suite in G minor were performed by the Parley of Instruments, directed by Peter Holman. We remember people who have passed away in many ways, as individuals and as part of a collective. Ceremonies such as funerals mark the death of a loved one or a person who was significant to us. They not only help us remember the person who touched our lives, but remind us of our own mortality. The act of remembering is key in the process of preserving our memory of the deceased. Music, like writing and painting, has long been used to remember those that have passed away. Composers have often been inspired, in one way or another, to write works that express the sorrows and joys of the person memorialized. It's no surprise, then, that Western music history is full of many kinds of music written in memory of someone. The medieval Plunctus is an early lamenting song often written as a memorial. Of the ones that have survived, it's Peter Abelard's examples of Plunctus that are some of the most notable. We'll hear Abelard's Plunctus David, Dolorum Solatium, a song in memory of Saul and Jonathan. It's performed by tenor Paul Elliott and Wendy Gillespie on the viol.
Sanctus Sion filii
We heard tenor Paul Elliott sing an excerpt from Peter Abelard's Planctus David, Dolorum Solatium. He was accompanied by Wendy Gillespie on the viol. Welcome back to Harmonia. We continue our traditions series with a look at memorials. The English Renaissance had an unusual kind of musical memorial in the instrumental composition known as the dump. Usually found in lute or keyboard collections, the dump was often described as doleful and somber in character and had its dedicatee's name attached. We'll hear several dumps. First, Christopher Stembridge will perform on the organ, the most famous yet anonymous example, My Lady Carey's Dump, followed by lutenist Paul Odet playing Philip's Dump and the Duke of Somerset's Dump. We'll finish with the ensemble Circa 1500's arrangement and reprise of My Lady Carey's Dump. Thank you. Music from the Renaissance. We heard four performances of the English Dump, an instrumental work written in memory of a person. Organist Christopher Stembridge led the set, followed by Paul Odette and the ensemble circa 1500, directed by Nancy Haddon. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're exploring the theme of memorials as we continue our traditions series. The unexpected and tragic death of Henry Purcell was the inspiration for Jeremiah Clarke's ode, Come Along for a Dance and a Song. First performed at Purcell's memorial concert, which included music by John Blow and Godfrey Finger, Clarke's ode is a mini-drama in and of itself, the first part of which includes a festive scene shortly before a messenger arrives to give the bad news. We'll hear an excerpt from Clarke's Come, Come Along for a Dance and a Song. Peter Holman leads the parley of instruments. Thank you.
the shepherd's holiday. Come, come along, come, come along for the dance and the song. We'll revel and play, we'll revel and play. 'Tis for the shepherd's holiday.
Let monarchs in their proud imperial seat, beneath their heavy, heavy diadems sweat, whilst man's peaceful empire bounds the woods and the plains. 'Tis he, 'tis he, 'tis he, 'tis he, the only happy sovereign reign. 'Tis he, 'tis he, 'tis he, 'tis he, 'tis he, the only happy sovereign reigns.
Thank you.
as the melancholy sway. Declare thy grief and tell thy pain.
We heard the Parley of Instruments perform an excerpt from Jeremiah Clarke's ode, Come, Come Along for a Dance and a Song. Composed in memory of the death of Henry Purcell, it was first performed at Purcell's memorial. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music for memorials. The Requiem Mass is probably the most ubiquitous religious ceremony given to remember the dead. And by far the most famous belongs to a composer whose own life was cut short, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Not only was part of his unfinished Requiem performed at his own funeral, but it was also performed at the funerals of Joseph Haydn, Karl Maria von Weber, Johann Hummel, and Carl Friedrich Christian Fasch. It's a work that has been highly regarded since it was composed. We'll hear Les Arts Florissants, under the direction of William Christie, perform three movements from Mozart's Requiem, Dies Irae, Tuba Mirum, and Rex Tremendae.
Thank you.
three movements from Mozart's Requiem, the Dies Irae, Tuba Mirum, and Rex Tremendae were performed by the soloists, choir, and orchestra of Les Arts Florissants under the direction of William Christie. Our new release of the week features the French-Canadian flutist Claire Guimond in a program of Mozart's complete flute quartets. She's accompanied by Ensemble Sonnerie, Monica Huggett, violin, Emilia Benjamin, viola, and Alison McGilvery, cello. We'll hear the final rondo from the quartet in D major, KV 285. We heard the final movement, a rondo, from Mozart's flute quartet in D major, KV 285. Claire Guimond was the flutist with Ensemble Sonnerie. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Tradition Series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.